It's a beautiful night. We're looking for something dumb to do. Hey, baby, I think I wanna marry you. Is it the look in your eyes, or is it this dancing juice?
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Adam.
And this lesson, very useful, especially for this time of year.
That's right. It's wedding time.
Right. So we have two people here who are going to be attending a Chinese wedding.
That's right. But what's kind of cool about this is that, you know, as usual, we have Chinese person, foreign person.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, not only is the Chinese person Fiona going to be explaining weddings, she's also going to be going with our foreign friend Luke.
Right. We have Fiona, and she's going to give Luke a little bit of background as to what a Chinese wedding entails and what happens in a wedding.
That's right, because this is his first Chinese wedding. And I know how he must be feeling here.
I've been there too.
Yeah, because, you know, like some things are very, very similar,
mm-hmm.
and other things are not.
They are not.
Not, exactly.
Right. So let's take a listen to Luke and Fiona chatting about the upcoming wedding.
All right.
Thanks for agreeing to be my plus one for the wedding, Fiona.
My pleasure, Luke. Attending your first Chinese wedding is a big milestone for you.
It sure is. I'm just not sure what to expect, though. Are weddings here like the ones in the West?
Well, as you can imagine, Chinese weddings are super traditional. But recently, they've been getting more westernized.
In what way?
Well, now the bride typically will put on a white Western wedding dress for at least one part of the reception. The groom usually wears the tuxedo.
Do the guests usually dress up too?
Usually the guests just wear whatever. You don't need to be too fancy.
Good to know. What about a gift? Do they have a bridal registry?
No. Just stuff some money into a red packet and you're good to go.
Anything else I should be aware of?
Just be ready with your glass of baijiu to toast the bride and groom when they show up at your table.
Baijiu? I think I'm gonna be sick.
Okay, so let's start off with a really great expression.
Mm.
Really great. Excellent for any sort of event.
Yes.
Is a plus one. So Luke thanks Fiona for being his plus one for the wedding.
Plus one. Okay, so usually, you know, if Tara gets invited somewhere, it will say Tara plus one.
Or Tara plus guest.
Exactly.
Right. And we just say plus one.
Right. So we could actually say, like, the person, your guest, your friend, is the plus one.
One, exactly. And, you know, this can be anybody.
Sure.
And in this case, they are two friends or maybe coworkers, people who are not necessarily in a relationship.
Mm, that's right.
Right. So then Fiona says, attending your first Chinese wedding is a big milestone for you. Lots in here.
Yeah, like attending is, you know, that's pretty formal.
Mm-hmm.
Attend a wedding, attend a class.
Attend a ceremony.
Attend a meeting.
Right. It just means go to, participate in, but
yes.
But like you said, more formal.
Yeah, because really, like, if you were going to be my plus one,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe you would say, like, going to Russian weddings, something like that. We could say go to a wedding. That's fine.
Exactly, yeah. Now, not only is it important for the couple, it's also important for Luke, and it's a big milestone for him.
Big milestone. I love this restaurant. It's one of my favorite restaurants. Milestones.
I haven't been there for years. Basically, a milestone is an important event
yes,
in your life.
Exactly.
So what's another milestone?
Graduating university.
Right. Your birthdays, for me, they're huge.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's a big milestone.
Mine are just, there's just too many of them.
When you get to a certain age,
yeah.
I've been 29 for a couple years now.
Sure. But I think when we hit 50, right? I mean, that's a big
milestone. That's a big milestone. Yeah, definitely. Now, Fiona, she's kind of putting a little bit of pressure on Luke here. He's getting a little worried.
Yeah, because he doesn't really know what to expect.
Right. So In this case, I don't know what is going to happen.
Right, exactly. And you guys always have questions about, expecting, mm-hmm. hoping, looking forward to.
Right.
And here, it's not about hoping. It's not about looking forward to. It's just, as Tara says, what is going to happen.
Exactly. And, he has no expectations at this point.
Right. So it could go this way. It could go that way.
Right. And then he asks, are weddings like the ones in the West?
Okay, so maybe Fiona has a little bit of experience here. She obviously speaks English very well.
She does.
So maybe she spent some time in America. And she does know that Chinese weddings are super traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
Yeah, exactly.
What in China is not super traditional?
Totally.
But another thing that has happened quite recently in China is these weddings have been getting more westernized.
Right. Great expression with this I-Z-E or yes. I-Z-E in American English. And basically it means to make something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So it's to, these are made more Western-like.
So we could even take out the word Western and put in something like modern.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you modernize your apartment or city or country?
Right. And one word that we talked about in a previous lesson was anglicize.
Oh, yeah.
So making Chinese things more, or Chinese words
yeah.
sound like English words.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So we're going to put that in the grammar section for today. It's that grammar section gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly.
Because we could talk about that forever and ever and ever, and it's
totally.
Just such a useful thing to know.
Right. Now, so what is one way that it has become more westernized?
Okay, well, first of all, we talk about two people in this mm-hmm. section. We talk about the bride and the groom.
Right, so the bride is the woman.
She's a lady.
And the groom is...
He's the dude.
The dude. Now... Side note, what do you call the people who stand there with them?
Oh, so on the bride's side, those would be the...
Bridesmaids?
The bridesmaids. And the groom has the groomsmen.
Yes, so not a big stretch of the imagination.
Right, right, exactly, exactly.
Right.
Okay, so your question was, how have these things been getting more westernized?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the bride will... typically put on a white Western wedding dress.
Right. For part of the reception.
Well, the poor thing has to change her clothes like 17 times. So at one point, she will be wearing a beautiful white wedding dress, or we could also say wedding gown.
Right. Exactly. So a gown is just a fancy dress.
Yes.
And the reception, my favorite part of a wedding.
Yeah.
This is when the dinner, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Where you give speeches. And so a wedding will have a ceremony and a reception.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And we're going to put this into today's culture section.
Perfect.
Because, we have receptions, we have dinners, we have ceremonies. You guys have ceremonies, but it's a little bit different.
A little bit. And what does the groom wear?
Tuxedo.
Tuxedo. So is there another way to say this?
There sure is.
Again, because we're lazy.
We are so lazy, so we just say tux.
Right.
Most guys look good in tuxes.
James Bond.
James Bond, 007, looks really good in a tux.
Really good, yes. Now, so the bride and groom get all fancy. And what about the guests? Do they dress up too?
Okay, so you guys might be thinking, dress up in what?
Exactly.
But actually, dress up here just means put on really nice, fancy clothes.
Right. So I've got lots of fancy clothes, but I don't go out to go dancing anymore.
Oh.
So I really don't get a chance to dress up very much. It's sad.
It is sad because I love dressing up.
It's fun.
We have a couple other phrases. One is... overdressed and one is underdressed.
Right. So if you go to a wedding in jeans, you are
underdressed.
Right. And if you go to a class at school,
This is what I would like to do before. Yeah,
just wearing a tuxedo.
Wearing a tux. Yeah. You would be overdressed.
Right.
But again, that is in America. That is in the West because, actually you can't be underdressed at a Chinese wedding because the guests just wear whatever.
Wow. See, I've only been to two Chinese weddings, and one I was a bridesmaid.
Oh, okay. So, I've been to many. I dressed up for all of them.
Yeah.
I did notice that what Fiona says is true, though. The guests just wear whatever.
Whatever. Wow. So anything.
Anything. Yeah.
Anything
yeah.
goes.
Just wear whatever. Just do whatever.
Yeah. Do anything.
Yeah.
And you don't need to be too fancy.
Fancy, okay.
Right, so with jewelry and sequins and shiny things.
Well, I like flowers.
Yes.
Wearing flowers to weddings. That's always fine.
With a pocket square.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Now, there's something else very important about a wedding.
Mm, that's right.
It is the gift.
Yeah, because otherwise, what's the point of having a wedding?
Exactly. So, Luke asks Fiona if they have a bridal registry. What?
What? Yeah, you guys might not have a great use for this word mm-hmm. in your daily lives.
Right.
But if you do decide, or if you are invited to a Western wedding,
right.
this word will definitely appear.
Right. So basically, the couple, before the ceremony, they'll go to maybe some department stores, fancy stores that they like, and they choose the things that they want for gifts.
Yes, exactly.
So you don't have to guess. You just go to the store, look up the registry under right. their names, and basically choose your
something.
Price range.
Yeah, because there will be a rich uncle that can afford to buy the bed.
The refrigerator
or yes. something. And then maybe a cousin who doesn't have as much money, but he or she can still buy the spoons.
I bought a coffee maker for my cousins.
Oh, that's nice.
And they returned it, but it was on their registry. But also, if you go to a bridal shower, so before the wedding, the bride will have a party. Mm. Her friends will give her a party. Also, if they have a baby shower.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a party when they're about to have a baby.
Oh, just give me gifts.
Right. And they can have registries for those as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, of course, in China, as we all know, there is no bridal registry.
Right.
But there is something called a red packet.
Right. A hongbao.
Yeah.
And I know what those are.
Oh, yeah.
So Fiona says, just stuff some money into a red envelope or red packet.
Mm. Yeah, there's so many names for these things, right? As long as you don't say red pocket.
No.
I mean, actually, even if you do,
not fine. Everybody knows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So stuff some money into.
Okay, so I'm going to the airport after this and I'm stuffing my clothes into a suitcase here. Just put it in.
Yes, put it in. Usually, maybe because it's so there's so much money,
yeah.
you have to try a little harder to put it inside.
Right, there's not enough room for because you guys are so rich.
Yes, exactly. So generous.
Mm.
And this is a great expression, then she says, and you're good to go.
Good to go. Okay.
Right. So when would you use this expression?
Oh, like every day of my life.
You actually do use this a lot.
I do. I mean, who doesn't?
Right.
It is one of those things like, well, you could just be asking a question like, are we good to go?
Yes.
Like, are we ready?
Yes.
But it also could be like, you know, do this and then you're good to go. Like, all
right.
you need to do is do this.
Right. So, and if you, for example, are at work and you have a, you know, someone says, are you all ready for the meeting?
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
Good to go.
Yes. All right. Now, another useful question here is, anything else I should be aware of?
This, I could imagine this question in hundreds of different contexts.
Yes.
Right? And anything else I should be aware of?
Your mother?
Yeah,
mother. She finds out a secret?
Or your wife?
Yeah.
Or somebody, yeah.
Right. So it just means, is there anything else I need to know?
I need to know, exactly.
Right.
So aware is a lot like know.
Yes.
We do use a noun form of this word, awareness.
Right.
We want to spread awareness.
Right.
For something.
Some people have no awareness of other people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they only have like a self-awareness.
Yes.
And other people have like no self-awareness.
Yes.
Right? They don't know anything about themselves.
Exactly. Now, this last bit of information here is one of the most important.
Yeah.
Fiona tells Luke Just be ready with your glass of baijiu to toast the bride and groom.
Okay, so baijiu's probably, well, for Western ears, especially Westerners who have been to China, this word is really like, it makes your skin crawl.
It does. It's rocket fuel.
Yeah.
And now here to toast the bride, are they making bread?
They're making bread, yeah. No, this is when you raise your glass to the bride or your boss or your grandmother or anybody.
Right. So it is a verb.
It is a verb.
And it is a noun.
Yeah, you can give a toast.
Right. So usually the groomsmen and the bridesmaids will toast or give toasts to celebrate the couple.
Right. So you raise your glass.
And say cheers or cheers. Whatever you want to say.
Sure, exactly. And a toast can be really long.
Yes.
Right? But it can also just be congratulations.
Yes.
You know, drink.
Especially with all the cameras and video people videoing you.
Yes.
Just keep it sweet and short. Now, do you do this all the time?
Well, some people do at the weddings. I guess I do too, because often the other guests, you know, will be sitting together at a table and we'll just be drinking, you know, we can toast to ourselves or toast to the weather.
Toast to drink number 10.
Toast number 10, lucky. But then, of course, at one point during the reception, the bride and groom will show up at your table.
Right. It just means come to your table.
Arrive at your table.
Exactly.
And show up, like, this could be used in so many different situations. Mm-hmm. What time are you going to show up?
Right.
Oh, he didn't show up until 12 o'clock.
He always shows up late.
He always shows up late.
Yeah. So it is a little bit more informal.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't say it to your boss. What time are you going to show up tomorrow? It can have a kind of negative meaning
sometimes, depending
how you say it.
Exactly.
Totally. All right, so let's take another listen to this dialogue.
Excellent.
Thanks for agreeing to be my plus one for the wedding, Fiona.
My pleasure, Luke. Attending your first Chinese wedding is a big milestone for you.
It sure is. I'm just not sure what to expect, though. Are weddings here like the ones in the West?
Well, as you can imagine, Chinese weddings are super traditional. But recently, they've been getting more westernized.
In what way?
Well, now the bride typically will put on a white western wedding dress for at least one part of the reception. The groom usually wears the tuxedo.
Do the guests usually dress up too?
Usually the guests just wear whatever. You don't need to be too fancy.
Good to know. What about a gift? Do they have a bridal registry?
No, no. Just stuff some money into a red packet and you're good to go.
Anything else I should be aware of?
Just be ready with your glass of baijiu to toast the bride and groom when they show up at your table.
Baijiu? I think I'm gonna be sick.
Okay, listening to that dialogue brings back so many memories of awesome Chinese weddings.
Right. The most memorable for me was when my brother and sister-in-law got married.
Oh, right.
And we had their wedding in Shanghai.
Oh.
So I got to see the probably 12 dresses that my sister-in-law wore.
Right.
All beautiful. Taking lots of pictures, all the toasting, my brother's best man. Unfortunately, he had to take all the shots on behalf of my brother.
Yeah.
So he didn't remember much the next day.
It's very important to choose, choose wisely. I do hear often that the bride and groom will, instead of putting in the baijiu, they'll put in water.
Yeah.
And then that kind of...
Exactly.
But I think your brother's solution was also pretty smart, right? Just get another guy to do it.
Yeah, drink on his behalf. That's awesome. All right. So what about you guys? Are there any weddings that you have up and coming in this next wedding season?
Right. Or have any of you guys ever been to a wedding in America, Canada, the UK?
Right. What differences did you notice? Did you think it was easier? Did you think it was maybe boring?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
All right. So we look forward to reading those comments.
Okay. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Take care. I'll go get a ring. Let the choir bells sing like, ooh.